This is a Drug Truth Network editorial. Who are the drug warriors? Servants of mankind, learned scholars, and unselfish bearers of moral burden? Or didactic, pedantic purveyors of ignorance, hatred, and fear? Time will soon enough tell. The Supreme Court of the land, in a split decision, has ruled that in this time of ultimate terror, that it's necessary for the forces of the United States to invest more millions of law enforcement man-hours, more billions of our tax dollars, and that our gaze should perennially focus on every garden, windowsill, and closet of this nation. Jim Sensenbrenner wants our nation to become the new East Germany, the reincarnation of Stalin's Russia. Congressman Sensenbrenner has a bill out of committee that will force parents to wear a wire and to testify against their children who smoke dope. 2.1 million U.S. citizens behind bars are not enough for good Americans like Sensenbrenner. The arrest of 1.6 million nonviolent drug offenders each year is not enough for the majority in Congress or for pot-smoking little W. 755,000 dope smokers arrested each year for bags of flowers is not enough for the tobacco-smoking, alcohol-swilling, pill-popping U.S. Supreme Court. The people know, at least in regards to medical marijuana, that time has expired, the game is over, and it's time to tally the score. Zero deaths from use of marijuana. More than 10 million lives stained or outright destroyed by a criminal record for having possession of marijuana. More than 20 million when you include all drug arrests. No government assistance for education, housing, or food. Little wonder that those once in prison can only find employment within the black market in drugs. Millions of families destroyed because of draconian aspects of the drug war, to include the millions of children orphaned when their parents are sent to prison for baggies of powders and potions. Subsequent generations are offered up as fodder to this eternal campaign of demonization of our fellow citizens. Sadly, for too long, the idea of locking up the neighbor's little Johnny to protect our own little Johnny from the harms of illegal drugs seemed a good idea. No matter whose little Johnny gets sent to prison for being a druggie, the incarcerated become indoctrinated and acclimated to a life of crime, and eventually, upon their release, return to society not rehabilitated, not free of drugs. Prisons are breeding grounds for heroin addiction, unable to rejoin the workforce, and often filled with rage and hatred for the society that has destroyed their life. Doing drugs to excess is a stupid idea. Sending people to prison for drugs is insane. If we wait around long enough, the Sensenbrenners will win out. We'll put in place the mechanisms and methods that will finally destroy the America they claim to represent. The drug warriors are the best friends the drug lords could ever hope for.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.